This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock, powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda, and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Wednesday, that is 12th of August. Well, Indian markets witnessed profit booking at high levels. In fact, Nifty snapped 6-day winning streak and closed slightly above 11,300 level, which is a positive sign. And if you look at the Sensex, then it snapped 4-day winning streak and closed with minor cuts. Let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex fell 37 points to close at 38,369. Well, the Nifty 50 closed 14 points lower at 11,308. Now, muted global cues and doubts about fresh U.S. stimulus capped the upside for equity markets. In fact, mixed sentiments had dragged on Asian stocks as sniping continued between China as well as United States. Now, on the domestic front, India's industrial output contracts to 16.6% in June as against 1.3% growth year-on-year. That's what the IIP data showed. Now, sectorally, selling pressure was seen in healthcare, consumer durables, metals and realty stocks, while some buying was seen in auto, public sector and consumer discretionary. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 0.26%, while the small-cap index was down marginally to 0.02%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Tech Mahindra, SBI and HCL Technologies, while top Nifty losers include names like BPCL, Hindalco as well as Britannia Industries. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the action was seen in the auto index that was up 1.9%, followed by the public sector that gained 0.9% and the power index rose 0.6%. Now, profit taking was visible in the healthcare index that was down 1.4%, followed by the consumer durable index that was down 0.8% and the metal index fell 0.8% as well. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Canara Bank, SBI as well as PNB. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Interglobe Aviation, Bharat Forge as well as PVR. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Shriram Transport, Manappuram Finance as well as Britannia Industries. Well, on a day when both Sensex and Nifty ended almost flat with a negative bias, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like GMM, Fodar, Webhav Global, VST Tillers as well as Orissa Minerals. Now, let's also see which are the stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Container Corp of India stock shed over 3% after the company reported consolidated profit which tumbled 75% to 58 crores for the June quarter. HAL or Hindustan Aeronautics share price spiked over 9% after the Defence Acquisition Council, that is DAC, approved proposal of about 8,772 crores for capital acquisition of various equipment and platforms. Now, Lemon Tree Hotel stock was up, in fact, 10% after the company said it has opened its new property in Dwarka, Gujarat. Inox Leisure was another price, another stock which was in focus. In fact, the stock price jumped 7%. Punjab Chemical stock surged 18%. Bharat Forge share price gained 5% after the company declared its June quarter results. Now, let's also see how Nifty's plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a small bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, buying was witnessed at lower levels, but it traded in between 11,250 to 11,330 levels for most of part of the trading session. Now, the overall trend is still positive to range bound with buy on dip strategy. Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,200 zones to witness an up move towards 11,400 and then towards 11,500 levels. Now, on the downside, the crucial support is still placed at 11,200 and then towards 11,150. That's what Chandan Tamari of Motilal Oswal Financial Services said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.